Some Baltimore City public schools have lost thousands of dollars in federal funding because of changes to their school lunch program. Now WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi reports city council members are looking for ways to bridge the gap.
3 years ago, the city school system joined a universal lunch program that gives every student a free lunch regardless of income. But to do that, the schools had to change the way they counted poor students, and that left some schools looking richer than they are. Mark Gaither, principal of Wool Street Academy in Southeast Baltimore, recalls when he noticed the shift to his school's funding a year later.
When our statewide assessment scores came back, we were grouped with a group of schools that we had never been grouped with before.
Typically, his school would have been grouped with schools where 90 to 100% of the students were living in poverty. But because of the change, his school was grouped with those with 80 to 90% poverty rates. That meant his school lost about $10,000 in federal money. Gaither says that means he can run after-school programs for only 65% of the kids, rather than the 85% he had been serving. Those kids who are left out, well, they're on a waiting list.
They don't get the academic support, they don't get the enrichment, they don't get the evening meal. And if somebody gave me $20,000 to $50,000, more of those kids could have been there.
The same pattern was found across seven other schools in East Baltimore with predominantly low-income immigrant student populations, and that goes back to the Universal Lunch Program. Previously, the system used the number of kids who qualified for free and reduced lunches to determine poverty levels. To be counted under the Universal Lunch Program, families must participate in federal programs such as Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. And immigrant families, especially undocumented families, are less likely to qualify or even apply. School CEO Sonia Santalisi says that's not surprising.
Because of well-founded fear and concerns about what government action, either by ICE or others, might occur. We have a number of families who understandably are not filling out forms. They're not counted.
And that bothers Principal Gaither.
Just because a child is undocumented doesn't mean that they don't have a right to a free and public education supported by all the programs that they're supposed to be supported by.
At one city school with a high immigrant population, an informal survey found that 4 out of 50 immigrant parents with U.S.-born children received SNAP benefits. District 1 City Councilman Zeke Cohen says that's part of the problem with funding.
It has to do with general culture of fear facing our immigrant families. Less folks are able to sign up for SNAP.
Cohen says he's looking for alternative funding methods during the council's budget deliberations.
Our kids can't wait. Could there be some kind of stopgap measure where we attempt to get either city or state or more funds from North Avenue just to hold us over until the Kerwin Commission?
The Kerwin Commission is the statewide panel that's been working for nearly 2 years to draft a new funding formula for Maryland schools that is expected to provide more money for schools in low-income neighborhoods. But Cohen says he worries that the results of this year's governor's race could have an impact on how the commission's final recommendations are implemented by the new governor.
If we do not have a governor that truly values the lives of all of our children, then I fear that even with a great Kerwin report, we may end up still underfunding our schools.
The city council has limited power over how the school system spends its allotted funding. But Cohen says he's going to propose shifting funds to plug the gaps left by the loss of federal funds. Wool Street Academy's Mark Gaither says even though this is an issue in a minority of city schools now, that minority is growing.
If things keep moving as they are in terms of demographics of the city, it's going to be a district-wide issue pretty soon.
A city council committee is scheduled to take up the problem and the possible solutions with school officials on Thursday. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.